appreciate so much you seeing the value in this. It's been a busy week, especially for us men, but it's been good. And we've had an opportunity to get together and do a lot of studying this week, and just a wonderful blessing when God's people can be together. I want to begin tonight, if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to the 136th Psalm, please. Psalm 136. Just by way of transitioning into this hour of praise, I want to read this psalm, the first 9 stanzas. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him alone does great wonders, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who made the heavens with skill, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who made the great lights, for his loving kindness is everlasting. The sun to rule by day, for his loving kindness is everlasting. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Brethren, you know the last couple of years have been very difficult for the people of God. We've been through a lot. We've had a lot of loss. But through it all, I think we can all say that God has blessed us, that God has been with us. Just listen to just a few things that I was thinking about today. Sister Jenny is cancer-free. Ellie's in remission. Dad's in remission. Savannah Pulliam was healed of her cancer. God is good. God answered our prayers on behalf of David's sister Karen. He answered our prayers on behalf of Sister Judy with her cancer scare. God's answered our prayers by way of our ability to safely come back to this building and worship God without fear. God's answered our prayers, hasn't he? He's blessed us, and we should be thankful. You know, I was thinking also how God has blessed us with just such wonderful godly examples here at Kenwood. You know, several have gone on to be with the Lord, as Paul would describe it, in the last couple of years. And that's been really hard, hasn't it? To let them go. But in their own way, they've all been causes for celebration. Because every single one of them have been faithful to the Lord. They were ready for their departure. And I think about those faithful saints and the examples that they leave us. And what a blessing that they were to us. And even in their passing, as we have the ability to consider their lives, we're reminded that we can do it as well. I'm so thankful for them. You know, as a church, God has blessed us with godly leaders who care deeply about our souls, who watch out for our souls. You know, he's blessed us with talented and hardworking Bible class teachers that teach our children, that teach our adult classes. He's blessed us with deacons who see to our needs as they arise. He's blessed us with so many older folks, those who have served the Lord for many, many years and have remained faithful through the ups and downs of this life. And brethren, we're just so blessed here at Kenwood with so many godly examples. God has blessed us here at Kenwood with so many young families, strong, faithful families, dedicated to serving the Lord, teaching their children. Brethren, we've got kids everywhere. Mike, will you hit that slide? You know, we don't have to go back too far in our history here at Kenwood to a time when there wasn't any kids. Somebody posted this picture on our family page this past week. The class is full, right? No seats at the table. Having to put babies in high chairs. You know, I was walking through the Bible classes, not this past Wednesday, but the Wednesday before class started the other night, and several of our kids' classes, brethren, they're full. And there was just a buzz of excitement as those classes were starting. This past Sunday, our middle and high school class, it was full. We were out of seats. And I just bring all of that up to just say that, brethren, God has, he has blessed us so richly. And I could go on and on and on with answered prayers. As we count our blessings, I just think that you would agree that the takeaway from all of this is just God, he is so good. And brethren, we are so blessed. So as blessed people, one of the avenues that God has given us by way of an outlet to say thank you to honor Him and praise the one who's been so good to us is through the avenue of song. We can sing praises to Him, and in doing that, we encourage and build one another up. So that's what I want to do tonight. Let's praise God with everything that we have. Let's keep all of these blessings, just a touch of the ways God has blessed us that I've brought up just by way at the beginning of this service tonight. But let's praise Him with everything we've got. Let's sing as blessed people. Let's honor our King tonight. I'm going to ask Brother Joe Aldridge, one of our elders. Our elders are going to lead us in prayer tonight on behalf of the congregation. I'm going to ask Brother Joe if he would to come up and lead us in our first prayer. If you would, let's stand for that and remain standing for the song to follow. Leaders, you'll be directed. It'll show you when you're going to be up there. Those who are leading prayers, it'll be on the screen.
Our gracious Father in heaven, Father, we humble ourselves before You. We bow before You. We praise You, Father, as our God, as our Creator. We praise You for Your faithfulness. We praise You for Your patience. And we thank You for Your love and Your mercy that You show us and Your kindness that You show us each day. Father, we're so thankful that we can have moments like this, that we can assemble freely, that we can sing praises unto You, that we can lift up Your voice in song and encourage one another. Father, we're so thankful for this church, this body of believers that works in this local area. We're so thankful for every soul that makes up this church and for the kindness of each individual, for the unity that is shown in this church, for the like-mindedness that each one strives for. Father, we're thankful for the so many talents and gifts that we have in this church, for our teachers who labor hard and study hard to teach individuals here. We're so thankful for our deacons and the endless work that they do that oftentimes goes unthanked and unnoticed, yet they're so greatly needed. We're so thankful for our evangelist here who labors and his family and the work he does, Father. We pray that You would bless all these individuals and their efforts, that they may bear fruit. We pray that You would be with those who have taken on the position of leadership, that You give us wisdom, give us patience, Father. Help us to have understanding. Help us to have foresight to see beyond the decisions we make, that we may lead this church in a way that pleases You. Father, we're so thankful that You have answered our prayers in so many ways, that You have granted people their health, that it's been restored during serious health issues. But as Your scripture tells us, Father, to bring our petitions before You, to lay them before You, we've done so, and You've answered, Father. And we so thank You that You're such a great and faithful God. Father, we're thankful for the example that we have of those who we've lost, who have left this world to be in a better place. They've left us such a great example of godliness, and Father, they have reminded us and showed us that there is hope beyond the grave. This life is just a short step, and one day we'll be with You for all eternity. Father, we're thankful for this pandemic that we have struggled through in the last 2 years, that is starting to decline, that is kept us from doing so many things that we wanted to do, and it's taken its toll on our numbers, that we've lost some and we've seen a lot of pain, Father, yet here we are to be able to fully assemble without fear of this virus. It's such a great thing, and we thank You for it. Father, we lift up our songs, our voices to sing to You, to praise You as our God, as our Creator, to thank You for all that You've done, and to thank Jesus, our King. We submit to Him. It's His name we pray. Amen.
Number 71. There is none like Him, none like Him. Thank you.
768.
Number 9.
Thank you.
I was singing, he is in our faithful shore. Very deeply sank within, singing to Christ the Lord. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Thank you.
Next song will be number 145, Oh How I Love Jesus.
Oh, I see.
Number 133, revive us again.
We praise thee, O God, O Son, for Jesus who died and is now on earth. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, glory, revive us again. We praise thee, O God, for the Spirit of God, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our mind. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, glory, revive us again. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all our sins and has cleansed every stain. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, glory, revive us again. Revive us again.
Our Father in heaven, we're so thankful that this time has been aside this evening to come and worship you and sing many songs of praise to your holy name, to recount all the things that you've done for us and how that you have loved us and that you have prepared a place for us when this life is over. We're so thankful for your word and the clarity that we can understand what Christian families should be like. When we look at Genesis and the first family that you created, you gave the order to Adam to go out and provide for Eve and for his children. That you told Eve that through childbearing, she would be saved through childbearing. And that also her desire would be to her husband. We know that the roles of men and women are different because you gave men and women different abilities. And in those abilities, when they apply and look to your word, that a family is strong and a family is what you would have it be. And may also children look to your word too in the clarity that they should obey their parents in the Lord, for that's the right thing to do. Our nation that we live in, many people do many different things and they don't look to your word. And many problems come in society today because of men and women not looking to your word. Strong families is a blessing to a nation. Strong families is a blessing to the community. But most of all, strong blessings is a blessing to every congregation doing your word. We pray for those that labor here, for Justin and the teaching that he does in the classes. We also pray for the many men and women that also instruct our young people. And may parents realize that they have the responsibility to train their children, the Lord, but having also strong teachers here can also reinforce those children that need to do right and know your word. We are fortunate that many of our young people have obeyed the gospel. And we pray that they will always look to you and always will put you first. Go with us through this rest of this hour. We ask that you teach us the things we know not. You make us what we are not. And you give us what we have not. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 184. Praise Him, praise Him.
184. Praise Him.
Our next song will be number 662. Jesus, hold my hand. 662.
To help me do the best I can.
Next song will be number two. Number two. As the
Come Thou Almighty King. 101.
Oh,
107. How great thou art. We're going to sing the first, third, and the fourth verses. First, third, and fourth. 107.
Let's leave with that on our brains tonight as we go home, being reminded of just how good our God is. Thank you so much for being here tonight. To all our leaders, thank you so much for leading us in these songs tonight. For the mothers who've wrestled their children for the last hour, we appreciate you as well very much. And you are seeing the value of bringing your kids and singing praises to God. Thank you so much for being here tonight. Let's be looking forward to this coming Lord's Day. So we're going to come together again at 9:30 to praise Him some more, to remember what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has done for us. And if you're here tonight and you're not right with God, please consider your soul in light of where you'll spend eternity. None of us are guaranteed another day. Believe that Jesus is the Son of God and be willing to repent of your sins and be immersed in water for the forgiveness of your sins. I would venture to say, well, I know that nearly all of us here tonight, we've taken those steps. If there's things in our life that are not right, please consider your soul as well tonight. Stay after. Talk with one of us. Grab one of the elders. Grab one of the men. One of the women, for that matter. Let's talk about your soul's condition. Let's pray together and let's make things right before we leave this place this very night. Nothing is more important than where you'll spend eternity. And if we miss heaven, hell is all there is. Brethren, so let's be mindful of those things. Let's be good to one another. Let's be encouraging to one another. Let's keep Sister Sarah Burrell in our prayers. If you don't know, she was admitted to the hospital last night with a possible heart attack. But everything has checked out well. They've sent her home. And she's resting and told me that she'll be here this coming Lord's Day. So that's a blessing. Certainly need to be thankful for that. I'm going to ask Brother Bruce Hart to lead us in one more song. And Brother Ralph, one of our shepherds, is going to lead us in our closing prayer. Let's stand for that last song and for the final prayer.
Be with
me, Lord.
Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening of singing praises unto your name. Father, we thank you for all the opportunities that you give us each and every day, and we pray that we take advantage of those. Father, we're thankful for this congregation that meets here at Kenwood. Father, we're especially thankful for our older folk that have shown us the examples that we need to complete your will. Father, we're thankful for the examples of our sister Louise that just passed. We pray that the example that she's left us, that we may all continue to apply that to our lives, that we may see that same hope that she has, as well as others that have passed on before her. Father, we pray for those that are here tonight that maybe have never named thy name. We pray that something may have been said that may prick their heart, that they may take care of that tonight as well. Father, we're thankful for this congregation that meets here. Father, we pray that we continue to strive for your word. May we be example to this community and those that we have contact with. We pray for Justin as he labors here with us, and pray that you continue to give him a long and useful life in your service. We pray that you forgive us of any sins that we may have. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.